One of the most frequent, most common injunctions in the verses of the Noble Quran is the advice to believers to adopt a taqwa, that is piety of the heart. And if we attain this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. That if the people of the cities or of Mecca had to believe and adopt taqwa, then Allah would have opened for them the blessings of the heavens and the earth, but they belied, and we had gripped them because of what they had taken, or because of their own actions. So what are some of the benefits of taqwa? Number one, you have ma'iyatullah. Allah is with the taqwa, with the muttaqeen. When you say Allah is with them, what does it mean? Bin nasri wal hifdhi wal i'anati wal mahabbati wal tawfiqi. Allah is with them in terms of helping them, protecting them, assisting them, showering His mercy upon them and enabling them to do good. And this is something that is really great. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Fear Allah and know well that Allah is with the muttaqeen. In another verse, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Allah is verily, indeed, Allah is with those who have taqwa. So that is one of the benefits of taqwa. Another benefit of taqwa is حُبُّ اللَّهِ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah loves the muttaqeen. بَلَا مَنْ أَوْفَى بِأَهْدِي وَاتَّقَى فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah says that, yes, indeed, those who fulfill their covenant and fear Allah, for indeed Allah is with the muttaqeen. So the second benefit of taqwa is that one would attain the love of Allah. Then the third point is غُفْرَانُ الذُّنُوبِ, forgiveness of one's sins. Allah says, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. That, oh, you believe, fear Allah, have taqwa, Allah will give you the ability to differentiate and He will wipe out your sins and forgive you. And Allah is bountiful and great. So the third benefit is that one would attain the forgiveness of Allah. The fourth benefit is Allah will make it easy for you, make an opening for everything for you in difficulty, وَمِن كُلِّ ذِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا, from any constrained, restrictive, difficult condition, there will be a way out, and it will give you sustenance from ways in which you cannot imagine. And this is from Surah Talaq. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, whoever has the taqwa of Allah, Allah will make a way out of difficulty and grant sustenance from ways that that person did not expect or anticipate. The fifth point is, Allah will give the person who has taqwa the ability to do good deeds. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. That fear Allah and Allah will then inspire you. Allah has knowledge over everything. The sixth point is that Allah accepts from the believers. That when you do actions with taqwa, then Allah will grant you acceptance. قُبُولُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah accepts the good deeds of the muttaqeen. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah accepts only from the muttaqeen. And amongst the prerequisites for the acceptance of an action is that one needs to have taqwa, and one needs to do that with sincerity and do it in a way that Allah has commanded. And if you do it considering all of that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it from you. The seventh benefit of taqwa is that you have this special close bond to Allah, wilaya, that friendship with Allah, that a person becomes a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who are the walis of Allah, then they have nothing to fear, they have nothing to grieve about, they have nothing to be apprehensive, they have nothing to be concerned about, they have nothing to grieve about. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Allah says that those who believe and have taqwa, then for them there is no hazan, there is no khawf, there is no grief, there is nothing that would can bother them. The eighth benefit is تَيْسِيرُ الْأُمُورِ, that Allah will make your matters easy in this world. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever has the taqwa of Allah, Allah will make his matters easy in this world. And simple, you know, you set out in the morning to fulfill 5 tasks, and while setting out for the first task, there you get a punch on the way, or you go to the you have a number of things that you set out for the day and you get caught in the first one. Just say you had to go to the one of the SARS, or you needed to go to the billing office, the city of Joburg, or you need to go to one of the government offices. Now, you have 5 items that you'd like to do after that, but you get caught in the one, and everything then gets hinged and blocked by the first activity, and you don't get all that you want completed for that day. Or you go shopping, and you know you need a particular item, but it's out of stock. All of these things, they seem to be small. Yet, by it falling in place, it becomes easy for you. So when you have taqwa, Allah makes matters easy for you. Everything just falls in place. You don't have small hiccups. It is as though doors are just opening for you. And many times you see that sometimes something that you think is going to take you long, it becomes easy. Sometimes something that you think is going to be easy then takes more time than expected. So when you have taqwa, your matters, your fulfillment of your daily tasks, your menial activities, all just fall in place. And that is the 8th benefit of taqwa. The 9th benefit of taqwa is that you are protected from the plotting and the planning of the enemies. وَإِنْ تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَذُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُمْ شَيْعَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيدٌ. Allah says that if you remain patient and have taqwa, then all the plans of the enemies will not harm you in any way, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses them in all ways. So that is the 9th benefit of taqwa. And the 10th benefit is, and this is the ultimate benefit, al-fawzu bil-jannah, a person will attain jannah, wal-najatu minan-nar, and salvation from the fire of jahannam, wal-akhiratu inda rabbika lil-muttaqin. Surah Zukhruf, verse number 35, Allah says, and the akhirah is for the muttaqin. In yet another verse, in Surah Zumar, Allah says, "Inna lil muttaqin inda rabbihim jannatin na'im," that indeed for the muttaqin there is gardens of bliss. In another verse, Allah says, "Wayunajji Allahu alladhina taqaw bimafazatihim," and we shall save those who had taqwa with a success. "La yamassuhum as-su' wa lahum yahzanun," no evil will touch them, nor will they grieve. And yet another verse, Allah says, وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا, that every one of you will have to pass through it, and that is the sirat, and this is the decree that has come from Allah. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, however, thereafter we will save the muttaqeen, and we will leave the oppressors headlong to fall into Jahannam. So there are numerous benefits of taqwa. I've just outlined 10 benefits for you, and these are just some of them. By attaining taqwa, which is one of the most fundamental prerequisites for us as believers, we will attain all these benefits.